Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. You know, sometimes it's an effort to not seem redundant, but I really do look forward to this time we have together. And on this program, I'm going to look at the word encouragement, how to give it to others, how to even give it to ourselves. And if you're struggling in your life right now, stay tuned. I want to encourage you. But if things are going along pretty well, this is a good reminder for you to encourage others, isn't it? You know, something that can happen to us when life gets tough and that we may forget to keep humor and laughter in our lives. So instead of grumbling about the emails we all get, I now print up some of the really funny ones and put them in my joy box. It's the place I keep hilarious pictures my grandchildren have drawn, fun letters from friends, and jokes. So when I'm feeling down, I pour a cup of tea, open my joy box, and choose to laugh as I read some of the things I've kept. Like David, King David, in the Bible, who encouraged himself. I try to do that too, and laugh a little. Do you think I'm silly laughing by myself? Well, maybe. But since I am by myself, what difference does it make? Well, here's a short, amusing story, and I hope it gives you a chuckle or two. A lady adopted a stray cat and took it to the veterinarian to be neutered. "I'm about 90% certain he's been fixed," the vet said. "Well, how can I be 100% sure?" the lady asked. "Well, watch and see if he does any, you know, male things." The lady says, "Well, he already lies on the couch all day, but if he starts hogging the TV remote, I'll bring him in again." Oh my. Well, if you're having a down kind of day, I hope my silliness brought a smile to your face. And there's a song that I love to play when I'm feeling discouraged, when life seems overwhelming, and I need a song to spur me on. So I want to play it for you. It's Carol Roberson, and he sings, "You Gotta Keep On Going."
Sometimes the road gets weary and you don't know what you're gonna do. When you try your best, there's someone talking about you. The devil is a-trying to knock you out of the race. Oh yeah, but you gotta keep on going home that narrow road. Gotta keep on going, let Jesus take the load. Gotta keep on going to that eternal day. Our lives are filled with so many heartaches and fears. Man born of woman's just a few days of trouble down here. Sometimes you wonder why the wicked seem to have it made. Oh yeah, but you gotta keep on going on that narrow. Let Jesus take the load. Gotta keep on going to that eternal day. There's a day a coming when our sorrows will vanish away.
Vanish away.
Just keep on. everything that you're going through. He's done won the victory, and he's got a work for us to do. Just keep your eyes on Jesus all the way. Oh yeah. And you gotta keep on going on that narrow road. Gotta keep on going and let Jesus take the load. Gotta keep on going to that eternal day. Just keep your eyes on Jesus all the way. Oh yeah. And you gotta keep on going on that narrow road. Gotta keep on going, let Jesus take the load. Gotta keep on going to that eternal day. Keep on going to that eternal day. Keep on going to that eternal day.
Oh, how wonderful to know that with Jesus we can keep going along. Well, on this segment, I want to talk about Canadian geese. And I promise to tie them to the word encouragement, which I'm discussing on this program. You see, every autumn I joyfully anticipate the southern migration of the Canadian geese to the California desert area. They're so majestic as they float on the many lakes of the golf courses. And in studying about the Canadian geese, I discovered that the strongest bird takes the lead in the point of the V, creating an updraft for the ones following behind it in the V. And then later, as the leader tires and drops back, another strong bird takes its place, heading into the wind. And those who write about the great birds tell us that the weak ones actually are in the middle, surrounded by those who are stronger, and so they're protected from dropping behind. Together, the geese fly further than each bird could fly alone. And if you've ever watched geese flying high in the sky in the big, graceful V formations, you will also hear them honking. Well, scientists say the honking is not just random noise, but encouragement from one to another to keep going. Isn't that fantastic? You know, it's so interesting to know that God put instincts in birds and other animals to encourage one another. And even more so, shouldn't we learn to encourage others too? Oh, my friend, if you need encouragement, I want to do that for you today. And I hope this next song will encourage and strengthen your heart. It's a song of assurance. This song reminds us that no matter what horrific things we may be facing, our health, financial devastation, frightening world news, this song will remind you of God's care for you. Here's Del Decker and friends singing for you now, My Father Watches Over Me.
I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me.
I trust in God. I know He cares for me. On mountain peak or on the stormy sea, no billows rise, He keeps my soul.
guides the eagle through the pathless air, and so did he remembereth me, my heavenly Father watches over me.
I trust in
watches over me and you, and if no one else cares, it's a comfort to know that God does. Well, in case you've tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program, and our subject for our time together is encouragement, how to encourage yourself and be an encouraging person. One man that always comes to my mind from the Bible is Barnabas in the New Testament. His name in Greek actually means son of encouragement. You can read about him and the things that he did all through the book of Acts. In fact, Barnabas was the first one to accept Paul after his Damascus Road conversion. The other apostles didn't trust Paul. After all, he was widely known as a man who hunted down the early Christians and had them put to death. Yet Barnabas, the encourager, said, "Let's give Paul a chance. I believe God has changed him." I wonder what would have happened to Paul had Barnabas not stood up for him. Would Paul have just left Jerusalem, discouraged and faded away into obscurity? We'll never know, but what we do know is Barnabas stood by Paul, encouraging him, and Paul ended up writing much of the New Testament. I remember when I was going through a very dark time in my life, God sent a person into my life who simply said over and over, "Samantha, I believe in you. Because of God, you're going to make it." And because of that person who had faith in me, I knew I would try harder, because at least one person believed I could overcome my problems. Even though I don't know most of you, dear listener friends, personally, may I be that person to you. May I say to you, with God's help, I know you can make it through your problems. I believe in you. because I know the Lord is trustworthy, and we can depend on Him to walk with us through our difficult, confusing days. Well, this next song says, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms, referring to Jesus, of course. So here is Linda Randall singing, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine.
We can lean on the everlasting arms of Jesus. And because of that, we can all be people of encouragement, can't we? Yes, that's our theme for this program, reminding ourselves of the importance of encouraging others and ourselves. You know, many times we think the book of Isaiah is a book full of prophecy, and there is a lot in there. But I've also found throughout the book that Isaiah also encouraged the Israelites. Listen to a few scriptures from Isaiah 40 and 41. They are for you today. It says, Have you not heard? Have you not known? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases their strength. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Oh, yes, if you're needing encouragement, find a Bible and go to Isaiah chapters 40 and 41. There you will find these scriptures I just read, and many other scriptures of encouragement. You know, my friends, whether it's a child or maybe a spouse or a friend, let's not forget the importance of encouraging people we love. Oh, it's easy to point out their faults, but Jesus calls us to be encouragers. I remember reading that one time King David needed encouragement, but he had no one who cared. And so, the Bible says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. And sometimes in my own life, there has been no one on earth to turn to. But I found that I can always turn to Jesus. And perhaps you feel all alone and you can't encourage anyone else, and you feel no one cares that you're hurting and that life is overwhelming for you and no one cares. Perhaps your reputation has been taken from you, or people have cheated you or hurt you. Oh, my friend, if you're listening and that's you, if you feel no one cares, let me play this next song just for you. It says, "The battle belongs to the Lord." So be encouraged as you listen to the praise and worship group sing, "The battle belongs to the Lord." Yes, the battle does belong to the Lord, and He will fight for you. What a blessing to know that we can depend on the Lord, that He will help us with everything we're going through. He will fight for you. But you know something else that happens? When the battle is over and you have won, then the Lord and you can rejoice together in His love and His care. And don't forget to thank Him for all the wonderful, wonderful things He's done for you in your life. You know, I believe the Lord prompted me to tell you He loves you through this radio program. The songs I play, the words I say are reminders, are encouragement for you to remember that God loves you. And He wants to be with you through the difficult times, and He wants to be with you and rejoice with you when you're having good times and when things are going well and you're feeling that your life is in a good place. God wants to be with you at that time too. Well, earlier this morning, I came across some more wonderful words of encouragement from Isaiah. These words are for you. The beginning of these scriptures are from Isaiah 59 and on into 60 and 61. And it says, "Listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is His ear too dead to hear you call." And later Isaiah wrote, "I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for He has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness." And again, "I will tell of the Lord's unfailing love. I will praise the Lord for all He has done. I will rejoice in His great goodness." Oh, yes. That is the Lord, isn't it? His unfailing love is with us every day. And oh, dear friends, it is because of God's unfailing love for you and me that I feel called to this radio program. And while I'm researching scripture and praying about what I feel God wants me to share, I have my computer on, listening to the songs that I play for you. Well, our time together is over, but I do hope you'll take a moment to write to me. Let me know some of your favorite songs, and I'll try and play them at a future date for you. As you respond, it enables me to continue to reach more people with a message of hope. So do write to me today. The announcer will give you the information. And do tune in, same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.